If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
World is ready to beat Migs. I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matt.
What's up, Matt?
Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many stars are on the American flag?
50.
Correct. What type of fruit brings bad luck on a boat?
What kind of fruit?
Yes.
Pass.
Steve Gregory played the saxophone on what 1984 song?
Pass.
Which river forms a border between France and Germany?
The Seine?
No.
Pass.
What is the top speed of a free-falling object that a free-falling object can travel?
Terminal velocity.
Correct. What TV judge wrote the book Don't Pee on My Leg and Tell Me It's Raining?
Judge Judy.
Correct. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Mountain State?
Montana.
No.
Colorado.
No.
Pass.
In Marvel Comics, Steve Rogers became what superhero?
Incredible Hulk?
No.
Captain America.
Correct. All right, Matt, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct, my friend.
Terrible.
There were some hard ones in there, though. I will admit that as the writer of the questions, they may have been a little bit difficult this time. Steve is back in the room, but the real question remains. Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many stars are on the American flag?
50.
That's right. What type of fruit brings bad luck on a boat?
Roll-ups?
No.
Bananas.
Yes. Steve Gregory played the saxophone on what 1984 song?
And I was only going to say it's National Banana Day.
It is.
What was the question?
Steve Gregory played the saxophone on what 1984 song?
Okay, my only guess has to be the one that you played. Was it Careless Whisper?
It is. Which river forms a border between France and Germany?
What?
Which river forms a border between France and Germany?
The Mississippi.
No.
Pass, I don't know. The Kwai.
The what?
The Kwai.
No. What is the top speed a free-falling object can travel called?
69 miles per hour.
No.
Speed of light.
No.
Speed.
No. What TV judge wrote a book called Don't Pee on My Leg and Tell Me It's Raining?
Judge Judy,
correct.
Baby.
Correct. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Mountain State?
Oh, crap. Colorado.
No.
Oh, man. I can see it, but I can't. Washington.
No.
Pass.
Steve, you got four correct.
That's not good.
Which is a tie.
Oh.
4-4. Better luck next time, Matt.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Matt. Those are tough.
They were tough. I even said that when you were walking back in. I felt like those early questions were a little harder. But here, let's recap. The river that forms a border between France and Germany is the Rhine.
Yeah.
And the U.S. state nicknamed the Mountain State is the state of Miles Montgomery.
Virginia?
West Virginia.
Okay.
West Virginia. The West one. And then one that you did not get to, but our friend Matt got correct. In Marvel Comics, Steve Rogers became what superhero?
I would have won.
You would
Captain
have won.
America.
Yes, you would have
yep.
won, Steve.
I took too much time.
Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And we have been getting some messages on there, Steve.
Yes.
Some have been a little interesting, though.
I say we might have received the greatest voice message that we have gotten since we started this on our Odyssey app. It's incredible.
We're going to slide into those VMs after Nirvana.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs. Sliding and sliding and sliding. On the Daily Mix Show.
One more second. I was about to do my impression on that intro.
Oh, my God. Okay,
hey,
let's hear
something
it.
Got your bed? Something got to repent? Bed?
You nailed it.
Thank you.
Now we have a backup if it ever happens again.
I'm here for you, Tyron Daly.
Rockaholics, you too can leave us a voice message. You just head over to the Odyssey app, which you can download for free onto your smartphone, and leave us a voice message at your leisure.
And I believe we have the greatest voice message in the history of us doing this through the Odyssey app. In just a second, we'll play that one. But also, we have another great one that came in literally just a few minutes ago. And I wanted to start off with this one, and it has to do with coworkers. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Because honestly, I experienced something similar to what this guy experienced this morning.
Okay.
All right.
You know, usually I don't have anything to complain about. That's why I usually don't use this feature. But this morning I walked in.
Also, you don't have to just complain on this feature. You could do whatever on this feature. It's here for you.
But complaints are always welcome.
I kind of enjoyed them.
But this morning I walked in to grab my coffee, and my coworker that made it forgot the pot. And it's all over the floor, in the cabinets, under the fridge. I'm cleaning it up right now, but damn, man. At what point are you too old?
I'm literally picturing this guy right now bent over with like a shovel or a napkin or something while he's talking to us on the Odyssey app.
And totally uncaffeinated, the poor guy.
I just love that part. Like, at what point
are you too old to remember to put the pot underneath the coffee? Before I gotta clean up an entire pot that's on the floor. Thanks, man. Anyway, when did your coworker do something stupid?
No, I don't know if it's an age thing or it's just a stupid thing.
Are you the stupid coworker this morning?
No, I don't know who it is, and it has to do with our coffee. So every morning when I come in, the coffee is still in the coffee pot from the day before. So when I'll do the dishes and I'll clean up the coffee pot and brew a new pot because I'm like, it's nice to have the morning start off with some coffee. Well, as I'm pouring out the coffee, there's a bunch of grounds in it. I'm like, why are there grounds in this coffee? And then I open up the coffee machine, and it's overflowing with coffee grounds. And I'm like, whoever filled this up, I think they just filled it to the very, very, very top. So I had to clean out the whole inside of the coffee machine. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Did they not read the sign that our friend Jason, otherwise known as VD, put up there?
I'm not sure. Whoever it is not very bright because it was a giant mess. But I'm like, well, someone's got to clean it.
Well, thanks for doing the Lord's work this morning.
I'm here for you guys. So when I heard that voice message, I'm like, dude, it must be in the air. Stupid people with coffee machines.
Today's the day.
All right. I'm excited to play this one for you, Tyron Daly. Are you ready?
I'm nervous.
This is another voice message through our Odyssey app.
Good morning, you guys. This is Spencer from Lacey. I have a question for you. Today is my wife's birthday, and we've been together for 10 years now. And every birthday, every Mother's Day, every Valentine's Day, every Christmas, Thanksgiving, there's always this obligation to make a social media post professing your love for your significant other. And that's great. I'm here for it. You know, I'm not denying the fact that I love my wife and that
he seems so like, I gotta leave another post.
He just sounds tired.
I'm just sick of this.
A great mother.
And my coworker just screwed up the coffee.
A great mother, but after 10 years, gets a little old. So I don't know what you think about this, but I just use ChatGPT to write a poem to make my Facebook post, and it took about 10 seconds, and it was better than anything I could have wrote.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's morally wrong. Maybe I'm going to hell. Maybe my wife will find out and hate me. I think it was worth the risk.
Well, I hope she doesn't listen to our show. How brilliant is that?
I mean, work smarter, not harder.
Dude, I'll be honest. I'm so happy. My wife's barely on social media. She just does it because of the CrossFit stuff that she does. So, like, it's their way of communicating.
Sure.
So she's rarely on it. But, like, neither one of us ever post anything to each other on social media anymore because we're not looking at each other's pages.
Yeah.
But then I'll get, like, the Facebook memories, and I'll joke with her. I'm like, man, 12 years ago, you loved me a lot more.
And then all you have to do is share that post, and you're, like, you know, current again. It's right? Great.
So how do you feel about that? Using ChatGPT, using artificial intelligence? Because I'm guilty of it, not with my wife in relationships, but sometimes, like, when work, I have to answer something, and I have to be more professional sounding, or I think I do. I write my email, and then I put it into ChatGPT, and I'm like, make it sound more professional.
Make me sound smarter.
Pretty much. Clean it up. Make it more concise.
I mean, honestly, this gives me a great idea of what I can do going forward, because my husband loves to buy, like, the mushy cards that already say the mushy stuff, but then he writes more mushy, like, poetic stuff inside, and I can't compete with that, Steve. I'm like, love you bunches. Ditto to everything you said.
That's
happy
so funny.
Anniversary. So I might be a ChatGPT user for the cards.
I feel there's some parallels because I'm the mushy card guy.
Are you?
And my wife is not. But I don't write anymore. I just underline stuff.
Yeah. Like this for sure.
So I don't know about you. I'm like thinking, well, what was the message that he left?
The poem?
Yes. He left us another voice message.
Hey guys, it's Spencer from Lacey again. So I just thought I would read to you the short poem that ChatGPT wrote for me. I just asked it, hey, write me a short poem for a strong mother and loving wife. And this is what it came up with.
Ooh, I'm so excited because you know it's going to be ridiculous.
Have the robots killed it?
She stands with strength in every stride, with love that lifts and arms held wide. A mother fierce, yet soft and warm. A quiet force, a steadfast storm. She builds a home with heart and grace. A gentle smile, a sacred place. To those she loves, she's always near. A voice of calm, a hand sincere. A partner true through joy and strife. A strong mother, a loving wife. Now tell me that isn't better than any of the nonsense that my male-oriented brain would have tried to come up with. So shout out to ChatGPT. Hopefully I get away with this one.
Oh, shout out to you, Spencer. And if I tried that, my wife would be like, I know you didn't write this. There's no chance.
Oh.
This is not in your wheelhouse.
So do you think his wife bought it?
Oh, Spencer, let us know. Leave us another voice message. Let us know if your wife figured it out or if she's totally been duped by the robots.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, a well-known celebrity was detained by security, and it's all because of a Star Wars prop. We're going to tell you what it was and hear from him at 7:20.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Migs, are you familiar with Diego Luna?
I believe it was Narcos.
Narcos Mexico.
Yes.
That's where I know him from, yes, as well. He played Miguel.
And I know he's in a Star Wars show that I've never seen, though.
Well, you and I both have never seen that Star Wars show, but he was recently on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and he shared this story about being stopped by airport security going through one time because he was carrying the Andor blaster from the Disney series.
I went to the airport, and I said, I'm going to take it with me because if I send it down... And the work is so realistic. It's so, like, meticulously, like, real. Real from a galaxy far, far away.
Okay. I just love that he's traveling with his prop from a movie.
Have you seen what it looks like?
No.
I mean, it looks like a giant space pistol. It looks very threatening.
Awesome.
But I was stopped in security in Heathrow. And the guys, like, unwrapped the thing, and they were like, oh, what is that? And I was trying to grab it to say, no, it's just a prop. And everyone, no, don't touch it, don't touch it. And I'm like... And one guy recognizes me, but from Narcos, not from Star Wars.
Wait a second. Hey, what's up with the Narcos guy with the phaser? This is crazy.
God.
I remember one time getting stopped at airport security because I was traveling. WrestleMania is this weekend, which is cool. But, you know, there was once a time where they would fly me out to do interviews on their little radio row, like an interview section. And I would always have to go before the times of being able to carry something that was like about the size of your phone.
Oh, yeah.
I had to carry like this giant box and these microphones and this, that, and the other thing and a bunch of wires. And I remember putting it through TSA and they're just like, hey, we need to go through your bag. And I was like, oh, man, I didn't even think about the fact that this does look a little strange. And I'm thinking, well, they think it's like a bomb. They think that. And that. Finally, the guy looks at me and goes, so what is this? Like, are you like a traveling karaoke guy?
How insulting.
And I was like, yeah, I am. I was like, it's a lot easier just to say yes than explain what the hell I'm doing.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever been stopped by security?
We were kind of recently. We were traveling home from Texas, and I did not realize that my husband, in his carry-on bag, had a little of the devil's lettuce, if you will. Like, I think he meant to put it in his checked bag or something, but he put it in the carry-on.
Like the actual... Like the edibles or like weed?
No, like a J.
No, he did.
Yes, he did. And so then he's telling me this because our bags don't come, his bag doesn't come out of the conveyor belt. And I'm like, honey, what's going on? And he starts freaking out. Then I'm freaking out. I'm like, if you're going to get in trouble anywhere, I feel like Texas is not where I want to get in any trouble.
No, because it's not legal there.
No. So then all of a sudden this guy comes over from like, you know, TSA or whatever. And he's like, hey, come over. Let me show you this machine we have. This machine costs $700,000. And it will show me everything in your bag. We can zoom in right here. We can zoom in right here. And here's why we stopped you. And he pulls out my sunscreen. And I was like, oh, thank the Lord. I had accidentally put like a giant bottle of liquid sunscreen in Brad's bag and he forgot to take it out. So we didn't get stopped for the devil's lettuce. We got stopped for the sunscreen.
So you created a diversion.
I did create a diversion. It was, but I have never been so sweaty at an airport in my life.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Like the whole time you guys like, we're going to jail. We're going to freaking jail. Thanks, Brad.
I'm pretty sure that we have other folks listening right now that have had a wild run-in with security, maybe at the airport or other security. So
yeah, I've had some run-ins with other securities as well I could share.
So what's your story of alcoholics? Maybe it was innocent. Maybe it was not so innocent. Call us now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Call up now, Rockaholics, 206-803-ROCK, and tell us your run-in with security. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Weezer. Rockaholics, we want to hear about your run-in with security. The number to call to tell your story is 206-803-ROCK. And we do have someone on hold that got stopped by TSA, Steve, because TSA thought they had a bomb.
Jeez.
We're going to get to him in just a minute. But Jeff from Everett, tell us your story about getting stopped by security.
Yeah, I was just recently in New Mexico settling my dad's estate. He recently passed away with his battle with cancer.
Ah, sorry, dude.
Yeah, and I brought some things in the backpack, and they got flagged going through TSA at Albuquerque. And I walked up to the TSA agent, and he said there was a dense bag of material on the bottom of the backpack. Is it okay to look? And I said, sure, no problem. He goes, what's in there? And I said, it was a big bag of gold. The TSA's agent just looked at me like, you gotta be kidding me, right? And I was like, no, my dad was in electronics his entire career, and there's a big bag of gold in the bottom of my backpack.
Well, I mean, it's not illegal to carry gold, is it?
No, but it's all flake and dense.
Ah.
So it's just wrapped up in a bag. So, yeah, if the look on his face was amazing. I was like, no, really, it's a big bag of gold.
And then you were able to just get through after that, and everything was fine?
Yeah, that was it.
I guess if I'm a TSA, I'd be like, what is going on over here? It's funny he brings that up because I just saw on the text at 206-803-ROCK. Someone said, my sister recently passed away. I went to Vegas to pick up her cremated remains. I did have a travel permit, but they never asked. They asked to see my bag, and they said, can we put it through the inspection area? I laughed, and then the guy said, is there something in your backpack that we need to know about? She said, just my sister. His face was priceless.
Oh, my God.
Couple swabs later, we were on our way.
Oh, jeez. 206-803-ROCK. Mike from Kent, tell us why you got stopped by security.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Mike?
So on my 18th birthday, I was super early in the morning, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, going through SeaTac. And I get to TSA, and just before I got to the X-ray or anything, I'm putting my bag down on the cart to go in. It's just me and maybe six TSA agents standing there, and all of a sudden my bag starts to beep, just a stereotypical high, like cartoonish, like a bomb is about to go off beep.
Oh no.
We all just kind of lock eyes, and I look at him. I'm like, I'm sure there's a perfectly reasonable explanation for that. And he says, well, then you better find it. So I open my bag. And they're all looking at me, open my bag, and luckily it was pretty much on top. And I pull out an alarm clock, and I hit the snooze button.
What?
We all have a good laugh about it, and then send my bag through, and was on my way through TSA.
Then 7 minutes later, went off again, TSA graduated again, hit snooze again.
206-803-ROCK, Alex from Kent, why did you have a run-in with security?
My family and I were on our way to Wyoming, and we were leaving SeaTac. And my daughter was about 4 at the time, so we had some Country Time pink lemonade powder in a bag, just a Ziploc bag in there. And they pulled us to the side. They made us wait for like 35 minutes while their bomb guy came out, and he tested it. And he's like, what is this? And he's all serious about it. And I was like, it's pink lemonade, bro. Try it.
You're like, it's pink cocaine. Yeah. Dude, it's funny you say that because I remember one time we traveled and my wife wanted to bring her protein powder before we realized we could just go to a store and buy some. You get a small jug. It might be a couple extra more bucks than you want to spend. But I mean, I was even nervous because we had bags and bags of white powder, you know, for each day. They were separate bags. I'm like, it looks like we're just drug mules.
Like it's not going to fly. Literally.
Right.
206-803-ROCK. Maggie from Issaquah. What was your run in with security?
Yeah, so I was going from SeaTac to Utah and then to Portland. And so the multi-day trip, I had to do a product.
Maggie,
phone,
we're losing you.
Your phone cut out on us. I'm sorry.
206-803-ROCK. How about Carl? Carl, tell us about you getting stopped by security.
Yeah, me and a buddy were, by the way, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up?
Me and a buddy were headed to Vegas, and I was just carrying a backpack with me and forgot to check the backpack out before I packed it. Went through the TSA line and got pulled to the side after it was scanned, and they showed me the picture of the X-ray, and I could see a magazine clip was sitting inside the backpack.
thank God it was empty, or else it would have been some trouble. But they just told me to either throw it away or I could go back and mail it home.
So what'd you do? Did you throw it away?
Oh, yeah. I just threw it away. It was a $20 clip.
Like, it's not worth
that. This is fine.
Tara, we got this incredible text. It just cracks me up. It says, coming home from our honeymoon in Victoria, they strip searched our new car and found nothing. I asked, why did they do that? They said the car was too nice for someone my age.
Oh, that's brutal.
Savage.
Savage. The Daily Mix Show. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve this morning? He has a current record of 110 wins, 47 losses, and 27 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play the game called Beat Migs at 7:50.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.